Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Features, the community service program that brings issues that you're concerned about to the radio. And so, dear listeners, we're having another adventure. Do you remember? You remember a few things in your life. You probably remember your kindergarten teacher. I have Randy Wackerly. He's with me today, and he's a school teacher, a retired school teacher. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. And like you said, everybody remembers kindergarten, but everybody also remembers driver ed.
Exactly. And it's funny that you brought that subject up. Randy, our listeners need to know where we're sitting and what we're doing, what we're sitting in and going to be sharing with them in the next half hour.
I'm staring at a brake pedal right here on the passenger side. So we are in a driver ed car in Bay City, Michigan. And Tom here is going to be my new driver.
That's right.
He's already checked his mirrors.
And wait a minute. I think I got to straighten that rear view mirrors. Okay, there. Okay, yes.
And the side mirrors, you want the back door handle in that lower inside corner.
I do see it, yes.
And he's got his seat pretty comfy.
Yep.
You can see through the steering wheel.
Yes.
We won't be able to see the speed because most students flunk because of speed when they take their road test.
Oh, no.
That's a critical spot of the drive is watching that speed. 5 over is a warning and twice is a flunk. 10 over is an automatic flunk. So most students are concentrating on watching the road and they forget about their speed. So,
well, you know, Randy, you mentioned about remembering your driver's ed experience. I remembered that we did it in Lansing, and that was the home of Oldsmobile. And so the Oldsmobile dealership in town, University Oldsmobile, provided all the cars. And we got to drive brand new cars.
That's usually driver ed back in the old days when I took it too. A dealer would provide cars for us, would put the brake in, a temporary brake. And then at the end of the driver ed, they would return it to the dealership. But I go back further than you. I had stick shifts. They don't do stick shifts anymore. We had 3 on the tree in old jalopies.
So, well, you better tell our listeners, the young ones, what a tree is.
Yeah, 3 on the tree is a terminology that's kind of disappeared. That is your stick shift, your speeds are on the steering column, not down here on the between the seats. And first, second, and third gear. And working a clutch. Whole different technology in today's world.
So much easier today. Well, you know, we're getting ready to go, but we don't want to start without a word of prayer. So let me share that with our listeners and with you. Our Father in Heaven, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here with Randy and to do a refresher on our driver's ed. So, dear Lord, bless us in this program. In Jesus' name, amen. Randy, what are some of the issues that you... driver's ed is almost like a passage of from one stage to the other. Have you given some thought to that?
From the bike pedal to the gas pedal. And
you must have.
I like to concentrate on safety, of course, and common sense, because common sense is not that common anymore. And, a big difference. It seemed like in the older days, students had already driven when they took driver ed. They've already had some experience on the farm or out in the country. I get students now that have never had a steering wheel in their hand, which makes, in 2 minutes, you can tell if they've ever driven before. And you still get students that are experienced, but then you get that student that doesn't even know how to turn left or right. And that makes the job, I call it a fun drive.
Well, you know, a fun drive. Well, I'm going to tell you a left or right, but we're sitting here idling. I think we better put it in gear. So I'm going to put my foot on the pedal and put it into drive.
And let's go let's go out this entrance over here.
Which would be to the right, okay.
And
why do you choose to go this direction?
It's too busy getting out of this entrance over here, so we're going to go up here. And what direction are you headed right now?
Well, I'd have to look somewhere. It says east. Either that, I don't see a gear that has an E to
That's
it, so
correct.
It must be east.
I like to quiz that north, south, east, and west, and that becomes a pretty big problem.
You know, we did a test here, almost like a rehearsal here, and I learned that I've got to bring the car to a complete stop.
Complete stop. Let's go left here.
Okay.
And we're going to head west and go out to the expressway, do just a 5 minutes on the expressway, give you experience with the cloverleaf.
Okay.
Most students have no clue what a cloverleaf is, but we'll drive through one day.
Okay, the traffic has given us a break.
Pick the correct lane, and we're going to stay in this lane. The first available lane you picked, we had the second available lane. A lot of students and folks will pull into the wrong lane. That's an automatic flunk on their road test.
Oh, no.
Normally, you don't stay in this lane. This is called a passing lane. And you can actually get a ticket for staying in this lane. A lot of folks don't know that. You're supposed to always hang out on the right. And because this is called the passing lane. But we're going to stay in this lane because up ahead 2 miles, we're going to do a left turn.
And we're also sitting at a red light at an intersection here, so which gives us a moment of pause and to think.
And when that light turns green, I don't like students looking straight ahead. Well, I have to be a little bobblehead out here looking left and right because red light runners are everywhere out here.
Absolutely.
I tell everybody, you can be the world's safest driver, but if somebody runs a red light or a stop sign, there's not a whole lot of defense.
You know, you talked about turning left or right. That brings back to the first time I had practice on the road. We had a range, you know.
Yes.
And I don't know if they have those much anymore.
Flint used to have a range. When I first trained for this job 26 years ago, we went through the range. It was the first time I'd seen one. And it's kind of a neat idea, but I like to get students right out on the road. This is where you learn the real world.
Well, you know what happened here is this left or right. I was so nervous. My grandfather would take me out on a back road, you know, kind of like you did with my mother, you know, many years previous. And I was so nervous. He says, turn left. This is going through residential. And
I know exactly what you're going to say because everybody does it out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wasn't odd, huh?
Left and right is a major issue.
Uh-oh, I got a beep.
You got a beep, so he's not going to have a perfect drive. But this car has the lane technology, and every time you touch a line, the fog line or the center line, this car is going to beep. And we usually have a little competition between the two drivers, the backseat driver, and whoever has the most beeps has to buy the other one a drink at the end of the drive. So they are really concentrating on staying between those lines. And I had a girl, she holds the record with zero beeps. It's really hard to beat. And then I had another gal from John Glenn High School that she proudly had the most beeps, 64 beeps in one drive.
Whoa.
So I had to make her a special badge.
What? Oh, you have all kinds. He has buttons. He makes buttons. It's just part of the culture
here. I've been making buttons forever. Birthday buttons and wedding buttons and crazy buttons and you name it buttons. I've been making forever.
So they're about two inches, and it just makes a fun drive. Well, anyway, back to left and right.
Left and right is a main issue in here. Not just when you had that happen to you. I've had students write R and L on the hands, printed on their shoes, and one girl came in with big black magic marker R and L, and I said, "That's not going to work." She says, "Why not?" I said, "You have the R on your left hand, and you're not going to be able to wash it off for about a week."
Well, what happened is I came to the left and right. Are we getting ready to get on the freeway?
We're going to take a left at the bottom of this overpass, right at the green sign. We're getting on the big boy, I-75, which goes all the way to Miami, Florida. Canada or Florida?
What's interesting, I have two boys, and each one of them lives within a mile of 75. One is in Detroit and the other one is in Georgia.
Yeah, and I live next to 75. A lot of connections, I-75.
Well, anyway, I made this wrong turn. I'm making a left turn, but I made a right turn, and so the driver, ed teacher, says, oh, you want to go play in the traffic? It happened to be near rush hour on Friday afternoon, and that was a little hair-raising for my first urban driving experience.
Right about here, you want your left blinker, double check. So anytime you change lanes, there's three things that we focus on. Mirror, blinker, check your blind spot. They have a hard time doing that, so usually I'll have them check their blind spot before we even move in the car, just to make sure they know what they're doing. This here can be dangerous because it moves into one lane.
We're merging.
I always have them double check their mirror here because a lot of times we get squeezed. They don't like driver ed cars out here. We get treated poorly. But you can stay in this lane because the clover leaf is just 1 mile ahead.
Okay, and this is the right lane.
Yeah, you just stay in this lane.
Now, if it just goes for a short distance, do they have a special term for that, exiting lane?
There is a weave lane up here. People weave on and people weave off. They call it the weave lane. And I always tell them when we get up here, you always get behind somebody on the weave lane because they're speeding up and we are slowing down. But people do it backwards all the time. Just go under the bridge to get on. We're going to go east to Bay City.
Okay, and that brings up a point, listeners. You're in a driver's ed car with
so
Randy
right
Wackerly.
Here, you want your gas, off the gas, right blinker, and this is our target. We're getting behind this guy.
Okay.
He's speeding up, we're slowing down.
He's merging to get on the freeway.
This is the weave lane.
Okay.
He's weaving on, we're weaving off. Yellow speeds are recommended speeds, not required. So you want to be 30 or below on the clover leaf. If you're over 30, you're going to feel the speed's going to feel...
Although I like that momentum, centrifugal force.
That's the Indy 500 feel.
Actually, my wife, who's riding in the back seat.
Brenda is our passenger, and she hasn't screamed yet. She's been wonderful back there.
Well, she's had 40 years of this. But she calls me Mr. Momentum.
40 years, so we're looking at 50 in July. So, wow. Where's the time going?
No, it's been good times.
Yeah. So this will take us into downtown Bay City, and we'll do a parallel park, and we'll show you how easy parallel parking is. The fear, the biggest fear in driver ed class. But I tend to make things simple, break it down into simple steps.
Well, I
get a lot of requests for the parking drive, which is the fear drive.
Well, you know, actually, I think that'll be the biggest takeaway from our listeners today is the parallel parking experience vicariously.
So up here you got two options. It turns into three lanes. We're just going to stay in the center lane.
Okay.
Normally we'd hang out to the right, but it's a one-way street. We're going to stay right in the center.
Okay, and that's now...
And that'll put us in position when we get across the bridge to turn into downtown.
Well, this is also strategic. So you're planning ahead what you're going to do, so you don't wait till you get to the corner. Oops, I'm in the wrong way.
You don't want to give new drivers fast turns because that left and right issue comes up and they get flustered. So I inform them way ahead what's going on and when we're turning. No fast turns. Keep things calm in here.
So we're coming up on a semi that's ahead of us, and he's just starting to pull away from the intersection. How close do I travel? I'm going 25, 22 miles an hour.
Well, you're supposed to use the 3-second rule. So when he passes a sign or a driveway up here or a mailbox, you count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. When you reach the same mailbox, so you can kind of keep track. But how many people are going to count seconds? I just tell them to use common sense and keep a safety space.
Absolutely.
And if you can't see his tires, you're way too close.
You know, literally, we did this once before with Randy, and I did, and I tell you what, I'm still thinking about some of the things you share with me. I only had two beeps in the last one. I've already had two today.
Two beeps is hard to do. That's very good. I tell them, if you keep under five beeps, you're keeping that car nice and straight. 64 beeps, there's an issue. That's over a beep a minute. That's not a good deal.
That's right. We're historic Bay City. I read a sign that quite a historic city. We are now coming over. What is this river?
This is the Saginaw River.
Okay.
It's one of the shortest rivers in the world. It's only about 16, 17 miles long.
Okay.
And there's only a couple rivers in the world that flow northward, the Nile River in Africa and the Saginaw River in Michigan. Well, flows northward.
So I think all our listeners must come here as a destination, you know, from their bucket list.
Well, if you're in the Saginaw area, you would automatically float here.
Oh, yeah. If you were on the river.
So, yeah, we've got some new buildings going on. They're calling it the Uptown. And we have a Starbucks being just put up here in the last couple months. We're going to turn left at the second light up here.
Okay.
So I stay behind Mr. Truck, and then we're going to turn left at the second light.
So this is light one, Saginaw light one, Street.
And we're going to turn, and this will take us into downtown Bay City.
This is Washington.
Good job. He stopped at that yellow. You try not to go through a yellow light if you can help it, because you can actually get a ticket for going through a yellow light. When I was 17, my very first ticket, my one and only ticket, I speeded up just a little bit to get through a yellow light, and that was a mistake. Mr. Policeman came around the corner, and he told me right off the bat, yellow is the same as red, young man. So I tell the students, you try never to go through yellow. Sometimes it's unavoidable. You know, it turns yellow on top of you, obviously you can't stop. So I said, if you reach for the brake and you can get stopped, don't go through.
Very good.
Then I always ask, can you turn left at a red light? And 9 times out of 10, they say no, but you can turn left on red if it's a one-way street. It's the only time you can do it. So 9 times I get a no, but every now and then I get a student that's paying attention in class, and they'll say, yes, you can on a one-way. So like this light right here, if you were turning left right now, you could turn left on red.
Very
because
good.
It's a one-way street.
Otherwise, it's turned right.
Otherwise,
when allowed.
Right on red is pretty common. Rarely, sometimes there'll be a sign, no turn on red, then obviously you can't do it. But left on red is rare. And I like to point that out every drive.
The light has turned green. And I can see the tires of the car ahead of me pulling away.
You are doing just wonderful. Now, this lane ends over here, so you always have to watch. Sometimes you
get
cut off. And the speed down here, city and neighborhoods are 25, but I tell students down here, 20 is probably a good choice because of all the traffic and pedestrians. 20 is good stuff.
We have some angled parking, and you're directing me towards the parallel.
We're going to do a parallel. So down here, you're going to see lots of four-way stops, which they took most of their, left their lights in, but they turned them into blinking red, which is the same as a stop sign. And you're stopping behind your stop lines. These stop lines add up. Every time you get your bumper on top of that line, it's a point. We're going to turn right here.
Okay.
I'm giving you a fast maneuver.
Okay, here we go. A right turn.
I'm yakking too much.
We have some pedestrians walking down the middle of
this
the street.
This is called walking down the middle of the street, which is unusual. Hey, he's a driver ed instructor.
Oh, yeah, we're in trouble now.
I know that guy. He works for us. No, hope he's not teaching students to do that. We're going to turn left here.
Turn left. I'll make sure I'm behind that stop line. We've had a red light. Now it's my
turn. Perfectly done. It's our turn.
Okay, we're going to go a little further down, and that's where the parallel parking will be, I assume.
Finding parallel is the hardest part because spots are too big. Like, see, this is a double spot.
Okay.
I always do a single.
So that we're not cheating.
Students like to do a double because it's a little easier, but yeah, we don't give them that easy stuff.
That's right. Looks like on that other side, I don't know if there's a car length between, or it looks like the back side of a post office.
Yeah, we'll have to go up here. We'll take a left at this stop sign. We're right by the jail. A lot of times when we stop here, I'll say, we got a little extra time if you want to stop into the jail and visit some of your friends, but it doesn't go across that good. So
let's see. I can't see past that pickup.
It's a nasty blind corner. And the only way you can do it is this way you did. Creep up there into the center of the street to get a good look. Anytime you guess, you get in trouble.
I had to make a complete stop and then move forward.
And you don't lose points. Once you get your complete stop in, we're going straight.
That's a four-way, so I can proceed.
Creeping ahead, you don't lose points for that. Okay. On your road test, as long as you get that original stop in, you can creep up all you need to.
The moment of truth looks like it's coming. That parallel parking, do you think
there might be one right here?
Yeah, it does kind of look there.
So you do your right blinker. We'll pull up beside this Kia.
Okay,
and you want to line up mirror to mirror. You're about an arm's length away, which is perfect.
Okay, there we are. Put it in reverse. There we are.
He's in reverse. The first step is to turn your wheel all the way to the right. Hold it tight.
There it's tight.
Now I'm going to have a line painted on the back of the car.
I
and
see
you can
that.
Put a piece of tape on your car in the exact spot, right in the middle.
Okay.
And all you do is aim that line to the sidewalk past the car behind us.
Okay, we're moving
slowly.
He's
keeping the wheel tight. And he's watching in the mirror, and right there, you're past that guy. Now you straighten out your wheel, two turns, one, two.
Okay.
Perfect. Now you're aiming
straight back.
You want to get past this guy,
clear
the front car.
Bumper. Okay.
And you want to get your wheel to the sidewalk, which is right there. Now you turn all the way left, last step. All the way, all the way. Hold it tight.
Okay, tight. Now
you come on. You're coming in perfect. The beeper doesn't like it. You're in.
Then I can go forward.
And then you can put it in park.
Okay.
Actually, if we were staying here, you would turn a little bit and pull ahead. On the road test, if you pull ahead, you lose points.
Okay.
You have to back in and stay, which is, in the real world, we would adjust. We would center ourselves. And a lot of times, if you're next to a window like this on either side of the street,
okay,
and if you don't have a camera, you can use the window like a mirror. You can see how close you are to the car behind you. So basically, we pulled up next to the front car, mirror to mirror, because he's the same size as us. And then we turned all the way right.
All the way right.
And then we aimed that line to the sidewalk, past this front car, and then we turned all the way left.
Once we cleared the bumper of the front car.
Yeah, so it's right, left, left, all the way right, two left, all the way left, right, left, left. Randy loves licorice. That's how. And then, if you remember, Randy loves licorice. Right, left, left. You'll never go wrong.
Never go wrong.
You'll come in perfect every time.
Well, let's head back across the way.
Yeah, and we will. And I know we have a storm in the weather forecast today, so we're not going to waste any more of your time here in the driveway.
Well, you know, the storm was a mixed blessing because we might be getting another lesson on driving in the snow.
There we go. How to do a 360 and survive.
That's right.
Let's turn right here, and we'll go over. We'll go back over a different bridge. We'll go back a different way.
Now that trailer there is almost into my lane, but I did clear it.
Block your view down here, big time. So we do U-turns and different things down here, and I tell them that when you're on a street like this with a double yellow, okay, it's an illegal maneuver. If you do a U-turn over top of a double yellow, you can get a ticket. But you can do U-turns. Students all tell me, well, they're illegal. You can do a U-turn in Michigan. Just be careful where you do it, and don't do it on a double yellow.
What about in the traffic? We was in Florida recently, and people do a U-turn at a traffic signal on a regular basis. Is that allowed in Michigan?
And it just depends on where you're doing it. If you're doing it in a dangerous area, it's pretty silly. We're going to go left here.
Okay. Come to a complete stop.
Complete stop, and you can creep up as much as you need.
I'm creeping.
It's creeping.
Still creeping.
We're going for it. How long is this bridge? This bridge has been worked on, and I'm thinking we can get on this bridge. We're going to go left to get on this bridge.
Okay.
Can we? No, maybe we can. We got a green arrow, so we can go right around.
It's
just one lane, so, well, shoot. Well, we can go. We'll go on.
So at this intersection up here, could I do a U-turn at this?
We can keep going here. Let's go up here. There's another bridge up here we'll take, and that takes us right to Wilder. They're working on that bridge also. This bridge that we just missed because of barrels, that's going to turn into a toll bridge in a month. They're charging $2 to cross that bridge every time you cross it.
So
I'm not sure what
cross.
We're going to do with the driver ed car, because we've got 20 driver ed cars crossing bridges, and that could add up pretty quickly.
That's true. Are we going to be turning left or right?
We're going to do a left turn up here in a mile. So
I happen to be in the passing lane at the moment.
We're in the left passing lane, but we're going to stay here.
Fantastic.
And Tom's doing pretty good here. He didn't do any rolling stops today, and he's only had one beep. So he's actually going for his record of two beeps. He's going to beat that.
We haven't returned to our home base yet. So is it this intersection?
No, not one more light.
Okay.
We're going to stay straight one more time.
We've got a red light.
And you'll notice my brakes started squeaking about a month ago, and next oil change, the brakes work fine. It's just that the rotors are squeaking a little bit, and it's pretty annoying. I'm used to it, but you're probably wondering, what kind of a deal is that?
So I see a traffic signal up here.
And we're going to go left up here. This is a double turn lane.
We've got the left turn signal
on. We're going to go left, and
on this double turn lane, is there something to be learned?
This is critical, staying in your path. If you cross a line, this is where we got hit one day. My student was doing a perfect turn right there, and the person on our left came right over and took their mirror and fender off.
On the inside lane, and you were on the outside.
And they ran. It was a hit and run.
Oh, my.
So I had to call 911 right away, and of course, off he went in a pickup truck speeding away. He took off so fast I couldn't get his license plate. Double turn lanes, people are a little sloppy on those turns. You want to be careful that you're staying in your path. And Tom did it perfectly. Might get the top student award here today because
there's none others, right?
I'll have to send you a button in the mail.
All right. Those buttons are very important.
Students, I ran into last year Christmas. I came down with COVID pneumonia, and I never get sick, and ended up in the hospital for like a week. And a young gentleman wheeled me down to the X-ray, chest X-ray, and he said, "Mr. Wackerly." I said, "Well, you said my name correctly." And he said, "Well, I should, because I had you as a student like over 20 years ago. And I had you for driver ed." And I said, "Really? That's cool." He says, "I've always wanted to thank you, because I've never been in an accident and never had a ticket." And I said, "Well, you can thank me right now. I appreciate it." He says, "One other thing." He said, "Back home in my mom's house, in a drawer, I have a little keepsake box. And in that box is a button you made me like over 20 years ago. I still have it and cherish it. I said, well, you made my day. That's pretty neat. So I got buttons, I think, all over the country. People move away and they still keep a memento from Driver Ed or from the classroom, because I made buttons all the time.
Well,
and it's just a fun hobby of mine.
Randy, when we went over that bridge, it had a different sound to it. It looks like it was a drawbridge.
They're going to work on that bridge. That's going to be shut down shortly. And once one of the bridges shuts down in the Bay City area, there's four bridges, and when one bridge shuts down, you got traffic issues. Well, the last month, a month ago, two of the bridges were shut down.
Oh no.
And then you really get into some problems.
While we were going over the Saginaw River on that bridge, the drawbridge, to the right was a ship. I think it's called the Edson.
That's the USS Edson, and they do tours. That did a Vietnam tour, and they have that sitting there as a kind of a museum, and you can do tours. It's a pretty neat ship. I've had a student, a high school student, tell me that her mom rented out the ship for her birthday party.
Cool.
So they had the whole ship to themselves. I said, well, that sounds like a fun deal. I said, if somebody doesn't bring you a birthday present, you could throw them overboard.
Oh my.
I've never been on it. I'd like to do a tour of it just to support the ship. And that's the USS Edson.
Well, you know, Randy, what we need to do is for our next feature program, I'll have to come back here and you and I will do the tour of the Edson together.
Yeah, we could do the tour, our first time tour. I haven't been on it, but it'd be a fun little history lesson.
So why did they choose the Edson? I know that some of them are related to a particular city.
I'm not sure how that came into being. I know there's a lot of volunteers and Vietnam veterans, and they've done a lot of work on it, painting and so forth, and got it in pretty good shape. So it's kind of a permanent display. We're going to have to do a lane change eventually if we can. I would get into that left lane when we can, because we're going to do a left turn back into Applebee's up here in 2 miles.
Okay. We're in the left lane.
Wonderful. So, I haven't even had to use my brake over here yet. So that's good stuff.
Seemed like when we did the test run, you had your foot on the brake for some reason. What was that?
I'm trying to remember if we got cut off or... But
I think
remember.
A story came out of it somewhere in there.
I can't remember that one. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember using the brake on Tom. He was too good.
Now, is there a time when you can take... Do you have to have two hands on the wheel at all times?
Yeah, I tell everyone I get, some of these experienced drivers, they want to drive with one finger. I said, well, my dad drives like that. I said, well, you're not going to drive like that. One hand on the wheel is a flunk. They won't pass the road test. And two hands together is a no-no. You have to have your hands apart, but they're not in a specific spot. You can move them around. Some of them, they teach them that they have to have them in an exact spot on the wheel. You can move them around as long as you have two hands on the wheel and they're not together. And I tell them not to have them at the top of the wheel, because if the airbag goes off, folks have been killed just by their own hand. The hand comes back and drives their nose into their brain. It sounds pretty ugly, but so I catch myself every now and then with my hand up there at the top of the wheel, and I move it just because of that story. But two hands on the wheel is a requirement.
Well, I've been reflecting on my driving because you're watching me. And I realized I was relaxing and putting one hand. So I put my hand back on, and then I ask you the question.
Yeah, that it's correct.
But this one has little knobs in about the 10 and 2 position.
Another thing, too, is the left foot. If you get caught using your left foot, because a lot of students, when they first get in here, will try to use both feet, which is an automatic flunk using your left foot. And there's a dangerous ride.
The person is on a bicycle.
Pedaling the wrong direction.
Towards us. There's a car merging a truck on the left, on the center lane.
We're going to turn left before the light, probably where this blue car in front of us is turning. Okay. There's a driveway coming up for Applebee's right here.
Okay,
it's the old Kmart store that closed down.
Now, there's a car coming.
That was a good choice because you might have made that, but if you're guessing, that's not a good deal. Well, you made a good choice on stopping there.
Well, that comes from experience. I got pulled over once for pulling in front of oncoming traffic, so. But he didn't give me a ticket, so.
There you go. We got busy.
I lived on Alpine. I don't know if you've ever been over to Grand Rapids.
I played paddleball in the Grand Rapids area and Kalamazoo area. And, yeah. It's busier than Bay City. Is kind of toned down a little, but it can get pretty busy. Like right now, we got a long string of cars here.
Yeah, the straight through lane that's red at the traffic signal, but the but the turns on the right turn and the left turn have been coming at us, and there's not been too many spaces. Well, we've returned back to home base. I'm just coming in for a landing here where we borrowed the car originally. This is Tom Majeure. I'm your host with Strong Tower Radio Feature. And I've been with Randy Wackerly, a longtime retired teacher, and has taken up driver's ed for the last how many years?
26 years in a driver, 1997, so that adds up to about 26, and I'm looking at next Christmas coming up. Christmas, I'm going to turn the car in and thank Jesus I'm still here and all got all my parts. It's because Jesus did take the wheel a few times in 26 years. We've had some close calls, 3 accidents. Never been our fault. It's always been somebody on their cell phone, not paying attention, and things happen out here.
Sounds like your guardian angel has been here, but also with the guidance of you.
Well, my wife sends me out the driveway every day with safety prayers. I got that printed right in my book. She says, every time you leave that driveway, there's a safety prayer following you, and I appreciate that.
And the name of you wrote a book. That book is a summary of your experiences there has been quite a few of them. Tell our listeners quickly what the story behind your book is.
Yeah, we got connected because of Chad Schwall, which is a former student of mine, selling vehicles in Cadillac, Michigan. And he had one of my books on his desk, and that's how you spotted the book. And got this connection going. So I always say it's amazing how God brings folks together and stories, and it's just amazing. Without Chad Schwall having that book laying there, we would have never met. So
yes, we were buying a used car, and we saw that. So tell our listeners the title. Why did you choose that title?
Riding shotgun in a driver ed car. I'm over here in the shotgun seat. So I thought about it for years trying to come up with a title, and I settled on riding shotgun in a driver ed car, and it seems to fit pretty good. And the picture on the cover, a lot of them say, well, that even looks like you in the driver ed car.
It looks so cool and calm, and the student there is sweating bullets.
Yeah, that's, and it's been a fun, I've even made up some new stories for the book because I've had the book now for a couple of years, and if I have it on a disc, so I can, if a new story arises, I can still add stories to the book as we go along. But by next year, the stories will end, and my journey will end with doing this. But I've enjoyed it, and I tell everybody, if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it all over again. if you like what you're doing, and the kids know that too. You know, kids working with you, they can tell. We fired a few instructors over the years because, you know, a student would get out of the car crying. I said, "What? In 26 years, I've never had a student get out of the car crying. Are you sure you're, you know, in the right position here?" So, yeah, I know I am.
Well,
I've been put in the right position, so, and I've enjoyed it.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and we're glad to have been along on the journey. And our listeners, you've been virtually taking a driver's ed training road test with Randy Wackerly. Until next time, this is Tom Majeure for a Strong Tower Radio feature. Bye now.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Are true. You're everything you say. said that you would be. Finest words I know could not begin to tell, Jesus, just how much you really mean to me. My heart can believe you go beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. You're everything that my soul ever longed for, everything that you promised. And so much more.
You're more than amazing.
More than amazing.
More than marvelous.
More than marvelous.
More than miraculous.
Miraculous could ever be. You're more than wonderful. Jesus, that's what you are.
To love and follow him. He seals my bond with Him in the sanctuary above in heaven. He makes provision for me in the sanctuary at the mercy seat.
Praise His holy name. is His name.